There is a ma'aseh with the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chofetz Chaim was once visiting a city on Erev Shabbos, so he had with him a pouch of money from all his svarim that he was selling, and he goes over to the balabos and he says, "I'd like to give you my wallet to look after during Shabbos, a certain amount of money. I don't want to leave it open, so please look it after me for me." Says the potato, "No problem, I'll look after it." Puts it away in the safe to Motzei Shabbos. Chofetz Chaim had a lovely Shabbos over Shabbos. At the end of Shabbos, on Sunday, the Chofetz Chaim took leave of the house and he goes on and continuing with his travel. And lo and behold, the Balabos, who's standing over there in the window watching the Chofetz Chaim leave, thinks to himself, "Hey, the Chofetz Chaim forgot to take his wallet. Pasha forgot to, they left his money over here. He left me a big sum of money. Pasha left it." So he went over to the Chofetz Chaim and ran. As he saw the Chofetz Chaim, he thought maybe the Chofetz Chaim had written it at the end. He didn't want to trust maybe the carriage driver with it. So he went until the last moment before he went away. Maybe then come back into the house. The ma'aseh didn't. So the guy starts running. As he sees the horses go away, he starts running up to the Chofetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, you left your wallet by me. You don't remember that you entrusted me with a certain pouch of money in order to look after to Motzei Shabbos?" The Chofetz Chaim says, "Yeah, sure I remember. What, you think I forgot? I don't remember. So what is it? You're not taking it back?" Sadik Chofetz Chaim said, "No, I'm not taking it back." "What's the pshat?" He said, "Because I remember that I entrusted you with this money without Eidim. I didn't have Eidim. I gave you the money before Shabbos Kodesh. I said, please look after it for me until Motzei Shabbos. I never had Eidim. And the halacha is, as we mentioned last time in Shir, we mentioned that if a person lends money to somebody else, gives money to somebody else to look after, and you lend without Eidim, zuk the gemara, you're over lifting even a sitim mirshul. Because a person will then come to what? He'll come to deny it. And if he comes to deny it, a person will have all sorts of tsoros from that." The Hanukkah Chofetz Chaim was willing to give up his entire pouch of money that he had collected from all his sperm, his collections, whatever he was collecting for Bishas Maisa, because of this halacha that he was over. Ad kedei kach, that the guy who had the money said, "Rebbe, I'm going to give it to you as a maton." He said, "No, I'm not taking it. It doesn't belong to me. Keep it." And that was the Maisa to Matona Gemura. That the Maisa we see from here, the chashivas of a person who's supposed to be lending money with Eidim. We mentioned last time there is a heter of the Aruch HaShulchan that if a person lends money, that you have other lechatzchila for a person to use Eidim or at least a shtar. But there is a heter that Aruch HaShulchan learns that if a person lends money to somebody that he trusts, there is a mock, and that's kach is the minig olam for a person to actually be mekel and lend it without Eidim over there. Now, what is the minimum loan time that a person should lend money? When, for example, let's say a person lends money to somebody else, tremendous mitzvah. What is the minimum amount of time that we consider to be this lender? Obviously, if a person explicitly says, "I'd like you to pay me back within a week," then obviously you've got to pay him back within a week. But if he doesn't specify, "You want 5 shekel? No problem, here's 5 shekel. Now, he doesn't say whether or not he's going to use it or not, when he's going to pay it back. Lemaisa, what do we say in such a thing? So the Gemara in Makkos talks about this case. The Gemara says a stam alvah is 30 days. And as raised the psak la'aloch and shulchan aruch and chosha mishpat simon sali gimel, sif aleph, that stam when a person lends you 5 shekel. Stam, he gives you 5 shekel. The aloch is, it must be paid back within 30 days in order for it to be chal. Now, a small loan, right? A small loan that's less than a certain amount is going to be even less than that, sometimes even less than 30 days. Now, that means like this. That means if you lend money to somebody's stump and you don't specify the amount of time that you want, so the halacha is you can't go over to him less than 30 days. That means if you give someone 5 shekel, right? Well, maybe 5 shekel, we said it's a small amount. You give someone 20 shekel. And then you come back to a week later and say, "Excuse me, remember you owe me 20 shekel." He can tie it to you, "Slicha, I'm not mechoyev to pay you this 20 shekel." But the simple reason, as we said, is a stam alvah, if you don't mention how long it's for 30 days. And therefore, if it's not 30 days, it's not chayev to pay back bechalal. Unless he's specified obviously the amount, then in a chanami, then that will be nichlal, he is allowed to take it back before. Now there's another issa which a person has to know, and that is a person should not act like a creditor. What does that mean? So the Torah tells us mefurish in the pasuk, loisia loikenoisa. Person shouldn't be like a money lender to the debtor. Now what does that mean? The Gemara is mazbech Chazal tell us the pshat that it's also for a person to ask the money back from the person I lend it to if I know that he doesn't have the money. If I know that this fellow that I lent the money to, I know he hasn't got the money, there's an isur gomor for me to go up to him and say, please, can I have my money? Not only that, look, chazal, and as they state in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat, to stand in front of him, to pass in front of the man, and you're going to make him feel bad because, oh, he hasn't got the money, God pay you back, right? So in such a case, also, it's mamash isur for a person to do that, because it makes a person uncomfortable, it makes a person feel bad that he can't pay back the money. So if you know 100% that the person that you lent the money to can't pay you back, then in a chanami, then in a chanami, you're not allowed to pass in front of him. Now that is only a...
What happens if you know the guy... He doesn't have the money, but that's because he
spends his money. Oh, we're going to get to that in a moment. We're going to get to the shailas. What happens if you borrow money, but they don't have the money with me right now? Am I mechuyev to borrow from somebody else? Am I mechuyev to sell my MP3?
Depending on the Spanish credit card, like it's going out of style, but when it comes to paying you back.
That's an issa. That's his problem. We'll see in a minute that the chiv of someone who borrows money has a other chiv to pay it back. Now we're discussing the lender.
But you know the guy has money to make his minimum credit payments, right?
So then he's got to pay back. Without a shayla, he has to pay back. For sure you can ask him. Absolutely. Even he's got the money in the bank, he has to go take a taxi to town to go and get one to get the money from the bank. 100%, he has to do so. I'm talking about a person that hasn't got the money means he poshut hasn't got the money. So
no reserves going on.
That's right. He ain't going out to eat every single night. His mum has got nothing to eat b'chalal. So, well, such a case like this. It only applies if you know clear that this guy doesn't have the money. What's thing you don't know? It's a suffix. I meant to know everybody's bank details. So Minchas Chinuch deals with the shaila, and he writes, the Minchas Chinuch says, if you don't know, then of course you're allowed. What's the pshat? Because everybody's financial situation is a private thing. Not everybody's financial situation is public to everybody. So it's not clear, not posh that Chazal would never be machayev a person but lose his money on a sofik. We don't know people's financial situation. So if you have a sofik, if he can pay you back, the halacha is you are allowed to ask him for his money back in such a situation. Not only that, if he claims that he doesn't have the money, he needs to ask him for proof. To say to him, yeah, I can't pay you back, okay, thank you very much, cold to if it doesn't work that way. You're not mechuyev to believe him unless he proves it mamish. Now, is he mechuyev to borrow money to pay you back? He's got no money. So you tell him, listen, what do you want from me? Don't borrow from somebody else, I want my money back. So Allah is be'etzem al-pidin. He is not mechuyev to pay back, to go and borrow from somebody else in order to pay you back. But nowadays, look, the post game, it's so simple for a person to borrow from a gemach and pay back the other one, which is what the kach is the minig ha'olam, is you take from one gemach and you take it to the other gemach, that in a chanami. Not only that, you are chayev to sell certain items that you have in your possession if you can't pay back the person you borrowed money from. If you borrow money from somebody and you can't pay it back and you have in your possession something that you can sell, you're mechuyev to sell it to pay back your money. You have a chiyuv to pay back what it is. Now, lemaisa, it's a very, very common shaila. If you lend money to somebody and he's your roommate or he's your chavusa, what do you mean to do? I can't look at him for the next 30 days because Allah is that we said that you can't even pass a fund of him. So what do I do? I can't sleep in my roof for the next 30 days. What's the pshat? So comes along Noor HaShulchan with a tremendous chiddush in Chosh HaMishpat, Siman Tzadi Zayin, you've gotten base. Zul Noor HaShulchan, the pshat is Azoy. Noor HaShulchan learns that if you have constant contact with the borrower, then as the lender and the borrower are good friends, they have good shaykhs to one another, they're in touch with one another, then we're not worried that me standing in front of him, appearing to him, will automatically make him feel bad, and therefore that's the halacha to the Aruch HaShulchan. If you happen to borrow some money from someone in the yeshiva, and you know that, you know, for the next 30 days, or even more than that, you're going to be seeing him, he's going to be embarrassed, and can't pay you back, the halacha to the Aruch HaShulchan is, you can be meiko in such a case. Now, there is an obligation, not only, as we mentioned last time, as a chiyuv mamash, the mitzvah, for a person to lend money. This we mentioned last year, there's a mitzvah on every single person, we even mentioned ad kidei kach, for those that were here, that the mitzvah of lending money is more chashuv, is more important, is more unbelievable than the mitzvah of tzedakah itself. And we explained this last time, being simply because the mitzvah of tzedakah gives someone free money. So l'chayu, there can't be anything better than giving someone free money. Oh, but the teretz is that since giving the money back by borrowing and lending, the pshat is he feels good. He feels like he's doing a business deal. It doesn't feel like I'm only than I'm being a kabbal tzedakah. And therefore, lending money is a bigger mitzvah, says the Gemara, than actually giving tzedakah.
What about giving him food?
Giving him food is exactly the same thing. Same, the al stocker, that's a din stocker then. So it's in lending. Unless you lend him the food, then it's a din lending. Now, what's the chiv to repay back? Now, this is very interesting. If a person borrows money, right? You're the borrower now. Now you're not the lender, you're the borrower. So there's a gemara in Ksubas that pays But the Gemara says over there, Parias Balchoiv is a mitzvah. Not only that, right? It says Azoi, Loiva Ve'ena Meshalem Nikru Rasha. If a person borrows money and he doesn't pay back who he borrowed the money from, he is called a Rasha in Chazal. Tremendously Chomer de Gazach. Not only that, if a person makes a Shavua, imagine, you stand up, you say, I'm making a Neder, I'm making a Shua, I'm not paying back this loan. I'm not going to pay you back. The halacha is that it doesn't work. It's not chal, it's like making a shavua to mevatel a mitzvah, and it's a problem. A person shouldn't think that paying back a loan is just a nice thing to do, kill a bird, something so, you know, after you can pay it back. No! It's mamish a mitzvah and faket. It's all chazal, if you don't pay back the money, you're mamish nikur rasha. What happens if the situation is that the guy doesn't actually ask for the money back? He never asks. You know, you borrow 20 shekels from someone, he never asks for the back. What's the halacha? So here we have a tremendous machloikas hapoiskim. What's the halacha if I borrow money from a fellow and he never asks me for the money back? Am I mechoyev to go out to him and say, hey, by the way, you lent me 20 shekel, here it is. Or maybe no. Cold's money hasn't asked me for the money, I'm not mechoyev to give it back to him. The Shulti Giborim wants to taina until the guy comes over to me and says, hey, you borrow money, I'm not mechoyev to give him the money. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Why? He died as a fact. He took the shulter to burn. What's the lomdus? The lomdus is if he didn't come to ask for his money back. He was Michael. Stop me, he was Michael. Otherwise, he would have come to ask for the money. Zuk the shulter to burn. If the guy borrows money from somebody else, Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Shimon over here. Shimon doesn't ask for his money back from Reuven. Mabaya. The shulter to burn. He has no chiv to pay back the money. Comes along the Nesivus. Ah. The Nesivus writes, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the Chiv begins when the loan is due, whether or not he comes to claim it or he doesn't claim it. You cannot assume that just because the guy doesn't come to claim the loan, that automatically it's considered to be that he's Mavatli and therefore he's Mafkir and therefore he don't want it back. How do we paskin? Tremendous Nafkamina, right? This will be a tremendous Nafkamina how we paskin if we paskin like the Shulter Gaberim and the Nesivus. The Maisa we paskin like the Nesivus, and therefore, when the person borrows from somebody else, even if the original guy doesn't ask for his money back, for whatever reason it is, I cannot assume that he was moichel on the money, and therefore avada, I have a chiv to pay him back in that situation.
Borrowing means like specifically with money, or like what's the idea?
Oh, borrowing means anything whatsoever.
I buy an object and I didn't pay the guy back, so I owe.
That's not called borrowing. That's not called borrowing. Borrowing means literally a halvah. I'm borrowing, I'm lending, that's what it means. The fact that I haven't paid some of my bill that I owe him, so I'm over on like selling all sorts of other assume that could be a choshem mishpat. Al kaponim. Once the lender brought up the subject, by the way, you know, I lent you 20 shekel, I'd like it back. Now, once he did that, there's no shy about it. You have a chiv to return the money, even if he never mentions it again. People often think, you know, he mentioned it once, he never told me about it for another 6 weeks, and the stomach's finished. No. Once he mentioned it once, you have a chiv, and therefore you have to repay in that oifen. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, I have to tell you, the Chofetz Chaim in the Avos Chesed, when he talks about the mitzvah of lending money by Richas, the Chofetz Chaim writes that there's a big problem over here. He said, people are very lazy to return money and to return objects they have borrowed from other people. Zut the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed. When a person needs the money, he needs to borrow money, or he needs a chayfet from somebody else. What does he do? He runs all over the place to find it. He'll go here, he'll go there, he'll do whatever he needs, because he needs the money, he needs the chayfet, he needs to borrow, whatever it is. So the Chofetz Chaim, the moment he's finished, oh, I've got what I need, I've got the money, I've got the chayfet, whatever it is, he calms down. Well, that we're paying it. So now all of a sudden he's got no more time. Ah, Zuk the Chofetz Chaim, no. All of a sudden Zuk the Chofetz Chaim, you haven't got any time when you needed it, you're running all over town. All of a sudden now, no, I haven't got the time to repay you. Zuk the Chofetz Chaim, you have to be realized that the chiv to pay back, whether it's money or it's a chayfet that you borrow from somebody else, is as much important as when you borrowed it as when you have to return it. It's a very, very choshev azach. Not only that, the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed also quotes the Avos Reb Nosson that tells us as follows, that if a person, he quotes the Avos Reb Nosson, a tremendous, tremendous insight, that if a person gives a friend all the gifts in the world, but he gives it to him in an angry face, Zug the Avos Reb Nosson, it says, if he gave him nothing whatsoever. Zug the Chofetz Chaim, the famous faket. What's that? If someone gives someone a friendly expression, even if he gives him absolutely nothing, it's as if he's given the best gift in the world. As Lemaisa, we see from the Chofetz Chaim a tremendous, tremendous zach. Zug the Chofetz Chaim from him and from the Avos Reb Nosson, that a person I can lend money to somebody else, tremendous mitzvah, and he gives him the money, lends it to him, whatever he needs, it. But he does it in an oifen that makes him feel bad. Oh, gosh. No! A person is ki'ilu, but he gets a mitzvah. But it's a very, very shvacha mitzvah. It's ki'ilu he didn't do so much. Masha'engin, if a person asks you for money, and you can't lend him the money, you haven't got it, it's unavailable, whatever the mitzvah may be. Obazuk the Chovetz Chaim, if you do it in a nice way, even though you didn't actually lend him anything, it's ki'ilu, you gave him the best gift in the world. Now, what's the secret to this success of lending someone and doing everything in a nice way? So obviously the secret is what we've previously discussed, which is to realize what we said last time from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and others as well, that the money that you have isn't yours. It doesn't belong to you. The Rabboni Shalom gave you a pikadon, he put it in your trust as someone that can give it over to Klal Yisrael, to give it over to the Aniyim, and it's your responsibility to do that. When a person thinks to himself, oh, it's not really my money, it really belongs to the Rabboni Shalom, I'm the shliach of the Rabboni Shalom to give it to everybody else. If you think of it that way, then it gets much easier. Imagine if a person sees a sign in a bank, and he sees over there that if a person invests $100, he gets the interest back of $1 million. Would anyone in their right mind say, well, I can't be bothered to go to my, I don't know, my cupboard, which is under my basement over there, and get a $100 bill? Everybody would be running to get their $100 and queuing for hours and hours by the bank all the way down the street in order to put down their $100 to get their $1 million interest afterwards. Zut Chovetz Chaim, what's the pshat? Because you see the reward, the benefit. How often, Zut Chovetz Chaim, is it that a person asks you to borrow money or to borrow an item, and you've got the money and you've got the item and it's possible to lend it and it'll pay you back, v'chole, with all the noim we previously discussed. But we're just too lazy. We just can't be bothered right now. Yeah, I can't be bothered going to my room to fetch it. Oh, I can't bother going to the bank to get it. So the Chovetz Chaim, no. It's just like that bank that when you give a small amount of money, the interest reaps the rewards in an unbelievable way. So the Chovetz Chaim, a person has to realize the mitzvah of lending money is such a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah that it is that person should never say, I can't be bothered. Again, whether it's money, whether it's items, doesn't make enough kamina. It's all the same halacha. And therefore, a person should be very, very careful to do such a thing as lending money as well. Maisa, just to end with a maisa. If you know that he won't pay you back, he's got a previous record for not paying you back, you're not mechoyev to lend him whatsoever. If you know that someone will not pay you back wherever you know it, so then in Achanava you're not mechoyev to give out your money, obviously, in that oifen. We're talking about someone that can normally repay it, then in Achanami.
Sure. Huh? They don't know for sure, but like you haven't paid the other
back. So if you make a shtar, that's what you should do. Then you should have to be makpid. The whole reason that Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays we can be making a lend without Edim and without Ishtar is because I trust everybody. But if you know this guy I don't trust and you still want to be Yotz the mitzvah, an unbelievable mitzvah which is better than Stoka, higher majoriger than Stoka, so then Avadu you should. And then lend it with Ishtar, unless you know clearly that he'll never pay it back. Then Echanami, you're not Mokhoyev to lend it now even. Just to end with a shemaisa, which talk about Stoka, but it's the same Indian that Rav Gift used to say over when he was in the yeshiva. That he said there was a maaser of 200 years ago, Balabatim in Vilna. They couldn't be bothered. Every time people come around in davening, it drove them mad. In the middle of Kriya Shema, you know, everyone's got kavonas in Kriya Shema, kavonas, oh, Malkus, Ramayim, and all these people coming over, you know, and they're clicking on their coins, their tanagarots, it drives you insane. So they decided that's it. We're putting a ban. We're putting a ban on all these people. They're not allowed to collect anymore. Now, they can't make a ban without asking the Vilna Goyen. He was the robber over there. He was Mamash the God Lador. So they asked the Vilna Goyen what to do, and the Vilna Goyen said, Chas v'sholem, you want to ban Stoka because your kavona in Kriya Shema? Forget. The best way to get kavona is aliday giving stoka. It's the stoka that, forget, there was a mice at the time of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, the minig over there, as is the minig in Klal Yisrael now, is right before Yom Kippur. Everybody gives a lot of stocker. So they put stocker boxes in all the bimmers and all the shuls. Time of the Baal Shem Tov. And they would put these huge silver metal bowls. And everybody, you know, during Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur was sort of, you know, put money in and they're clanking every 5 seconds. Who could have kavona b'chlal? So they decided the Gabon said, this is ridiculous. You know, this is the last Mincha before Yom Kippur. Everybody's bidding al chayt, al chayt, al chayt. And all we hear is the bang, the bang, the bang, the bang. What do we want to do? Get rid of all these things over here. We'll put it outside. I don't know. We just won't do it b'chlal. And the Baal Shem Tov heard about it. He said, well, you're shiga. He said, mifaket. What these noises do is it drowns out all the terrible things that are going on in heaven, lemaisa, by all of these things. The koyach of tzedakah, the koyach of lending somebody money, the koyach of chesed to somebody else is such a tremendous koyach that if we realize what this koyach is, what we would use it, we would be much, much nicer. Like the Chofetz Chaim said, if you lend someone money with a bad face, whether much with a grudge, whatever it is, it's ki'ilu you didn't do anything b'chlal. Masha'inkim, and you couldn't lend him, and you tell him, I'm really sorry that I don't have the money and I can't, this, that, and the other, in a nice way. You've given him the best gift in the world. It's the yisoy that we should remember Be'ez Hashem for all the inyonim that we've discussed previously. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be the halachas of wine and gold.